Hello, and welcome to the Three-Way Mirror Podcast, where we show you a reflection of the thoughts and insight from three lifelong best friends. I'm Brianna.
I'm Kylie.
And I'm Samantha. Today, we'll be talking about life and the importance of living it to the fullest. So we want to start off with the question of what does living a full life mean to you? Kylie, would you like to start?
Yeah, so living life to the fullest to me means living a life where I feel like I've accomplished what I wanted to and I feel fulfilled. Like, I don't want to regret many of the things in life. And of course, we're going to regret small things here and there on a day-to-day basis, but the large monumental decisions in life, I don't want those to be regrets. Like, if I were to watch my life back as a movie, I want to feel happy with the product. I want to feel proud of what I've created in my life. What do you think, Brianna?
I think the movie metaphor, I've never heard that. Oh, well, I guess it's a metaphor. An analogy? Whichever one. I've never heard that, actually, but I think that's something that now I would take as well, thinking about, you know, it's, you get so many years or you don't get so many years. So thinking about what you're doing, it being like a conscious decision, what you're doing every day. I think living life to the fullest is just making sure, you know, you're not just having days where you don't feel like you did anything on this earth, I guess.
Yeah.
Not sure if that, obviously, you know, you're not, every day is not going to be like, ooh, let me go zip lining through a rainforest. But, you know, just even doing little things that in the end are going to add up. And, you know, in this movie that you watch of your life, it's going to be like, you know what, I did something.
Yeah. And I think something that I've heard before is at the end of the day, think about your day, reflect on your day, and find one thing that made you happy today. Because even if you had a bad day, the worst day ever, a hard day at work, a hard day with kids or family, find something in your day that made you happy. End your day on a good note and don't dwell so much on the hard things that happen in day-to-day life, because it's normal. But just finding something to make you happy, whether it was a neighbor who said hi to you and smiled at you, or whether it was the weather, or it could be anything, literally any aspect of the day, just reflect on that. And I think that's something I want to start implementing, which I definitely haven't. But I think that would be a nice, just to end your day on a good note and to start your next day also on that same good note, thinking about the positives of the previous day.
Yeah. It's a good point that you said, like, find the one thing in the day, because I've, you know, everybody has really bad days, and I've had a couple, you know, in the past, you know, couple weeks to couple months, and I found myself when I was, like, going to bed for the night just, like, thinking about how bad the day was, and, like, I didn't really think about the fact that I was doing that until you kind of mentioned, like, think of the one good thing, and, like, I had a bad day yesterday, but there was, like, a couple good things. I didn't really think about that. I should have thought more about that rather than just thinking, well, today sucked, you know? And it's hard to sometimes think about the good stuff when you have a bad day, but you have to. Because going back on what you said, Brianna, how, you know, you don't want to feel like you have days where you did nothing. I feel like that happens a lot too, where you just like especially like you have like your day off, like you have a day off from work. Yeah, you want to like relax that day, but if you don't wake up until like me, like I would wake up at like 3 or 4 p.m. I've done that, and I just sit and watch TV all day. I feel very unproductive, and I end up hating those days rather than and always wishing that I could have done something more that day. And yeah. I feel like that's a good point that you got to, you know, make something good out of every single day, whether it's something super small or going out and doing something.
Yeah. And I it does sound a bit cliche, but I think it's I think it's a really good message. I heard it a few years ago, and when I heard it, I was like, you know what, yeah, like why don't we do that? Why don't we do that more? A lot of people like to complain. I mean, everybody complains. We all complain. But we shouldn't let that rule the day. We shouldn't let that be the overarching, this something bad happened, so my whole day, it's over. It was the worst day ever, you know? We should make sure to keep happiness in our minds and in our hearts.
Yeah, that actually reminds me of, I think it was something that was going around on Facebook. I know I've seen it, like, several times in the past, like, couple of years, where now I can't think of the exact post, but it's something like, if you had, like, $10 million and someone stole, like, $20 from you, would you still be thinking about that $20, or would you be thinking about the rest of millions of dollars that you still have? And it's like, well, no, because obviously you're going to be upset that someone stole $20 from you, but you still have X amount of money. And then they were like, okay, well, think about that as like seconds in your day. You have X amount of like minutes, seconds in the day. Why should 20 like bad minutes or 20 bad seconds ruin the rest of your day and affect how that turned out? So, I mean, and obviously no one's going to be perfect with doing that, because you have, you know, something bad happens or upsetting happens, and obviously you're going to be like, well, now today's ruined. Like, but, you know, you got to try and be conscious of it and be like, oh, okay, well, that happened, but let me, you know, think about something else. Like, you know, I'm going to go home and eat this food that I really wanted to eat or something like that. Even the little things like that just make it a little bit better. But, you know.
Yeah. It's a good point. I never heard that before, that whole
$20. Yeah, I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I wanted to touch really quick on sticking with the same life, fulfillment of life. How do we personally feel like... do we have an image for ourselves of what would represent a fulfilled life? So, for example, in high school, I wanted to go to college, wanted to graduate. I wanted to go into the Peace Corps for 2 years, and that was my goal. I wanted to join the Peace Corps. I loved the idea of it. I loved everything about it. That's what I wanted to do. And I was so excited to do that. I was so looking forward to it. I knew that doing that was going to give me fulfillment in my life. And then things changed. I ended up getting pregnant, and I was no longer able to do the Peace Corps, but I knew I was never going to be able to, or I wasn't going to be able to go as soon as I had hoped. Now having a huge responsibility on my shoulders, the Peace Corps was going to have to be put off. And at first, that was hard for me to accept. I was like, you know, that's what I've been wanting. That's what I've wanted to do. But now I know that I can still do that later on in life. There's no age limit to the joining the Peace Corps, being in the Peace Corps, you know? And so now my short-term goals of fulfillment within this aspect of my life is just being a good mom. I want, in 10 years, I want to look back and say, you know what? I am a great mom. I did what I could. We provided for our child. I just want to feel like I was a good mom. There are hard times in parenting, but I want to feel like I did a good job. So do you guys have any feelings that might have changed from like high school to now, or how you feel like as of right now, you want to feel fulfilled within the next few years or so? Do you guys have anything like that?
Well, can I just interject and just like clarify, you did not get pregnant in high school, because it sounded from what you were saying, that's how it sounded. But that that's a bad thing, but you know, your plans were a little different. But you did not get pregnant in high school. You got pregnant in college.
Yes.
I mean, for me, I think I'm trying to think about like in high school, what I don't even think I had like a major thing. I just knew, you know, I wanted to go to college. I wanted to work. But I mean, as you guys know, obviously, I didn't even graduate high school, but so my plans definitely changed. But I mean, I did wind up going to college. I did wind up going to college. You know, it's weird. I've been out almost a month now with having graduated with my master's literally a month ago in like 2 days. So I don't know. It's like, for me, college was always like my end goal. But I mean, being 24, obviously college isn't the end goal anymore because it's already passed for me. So I mean, I always wanted to do like, oh, get married, have kids, you know, provide for my family. Like, that would make me feel fulfilled. But right now I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what I want. So it's kind of like,
and that's okay.
Finding myself, like, okay, what's going to make me feel fulfilled today, instead of thinking, because it's only me, really. So I'm like, I don't have someone else to think for. Like, obviously you have your child to think for and to think about. So I'm like, well, I don't know what what's going to make me feel fulfilled today. What I have to find, that like thing that I guess I have to like strive for. What's going to make me feel fulfilled at the end of the day, at the end of the, at the end of life, when my movie starts showing, I guess. I have to, I'm still doing a little bit of exploring on that one, but
yeah.
How about you, Samantha?
Yeah. I mean, as you guys know, I've, my job that I've always wanted, the career I've always wanted, was to be a teacher. Always. Like, it's just what I've always said I've wanted to do. I mean, I went through a little phase in high school when we were in band where I was like, oh, I want to play flute. And it's like, that's not going to happen. You have to be really, really good. And I wasn't, I was not at that kind of work mentality. And I was, in my head, I was like, I'm going to go to college and I'm going to become a teacher. I want to be like a teacher pretty early on. I wanted to be one by the time I was 25. And now I'm going to be 24 in 19 days and I haven't even gotten my AA. So it's like, I still want to be a teacher. I still really, really do. But I feel like, not my priorities have changed, but the timeline has definitely changed. I mean, I have a, you know, a pretty good job now, but I don't know. It just, I just want something different for right now. Like, I still want to be a teacher, but I want to do something else before that. And I want like a change of scenery. Like, I never wanted to leave our town because it was familiar to me. I didn't want to go anywhere. Like, I knew everybody, I knew everything, and I knew where everything was. But now that I had the possibility of moving down to where I work out of, that was so exciting to me. Now I want that, you know, and I want to have a new familiar or unfamiliar surroundings to get to know. And I still want a family. That was always a big goal. Like, I want to be a teacher and I want to have a family. Like, it's going to sound stupid, but I wanted that cookie cutter thing. Like, I wanted the husband, the couple kids, just live a super uneventful life. Dog, like, I wanted it to be uneventful, but now I still want that, but I don't know, it feels a little different to me. I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain that.
And I think you'll find when you do, when you are able to make the move, it's going to open up a lot. Like, not, maybe not so much in the sense of, you know, experiences, because you do have a very time consuming job, but it will just open up your eyes to you know, life doesn't just have to be in the town I grew up in. Like, I'm now living in a new town and still thriving, still doing great. Like, you don't, it's just going to open up your surroundings and it's going to broaden that horizon from literally the town you've lived in for the last 24 years. And it's going to just moving, it's going to feel very freeing. And it's, I think it's important to branch out, you know, if you, if the opportunity is there, why not take it? You know, worst that can happen, you move back home to your familiar place, but you might end up loving your new place, which I definitely had to learn a few months ago. So
yeah.
So yeah.
I definitely agree with that. I mean, on one hand, I feel like I, like, yes, I would move in a heartbeat. I don't have the financials to be moving in a heartbeat anywhere right now. But if I, you know, if I had my pick of where I could go and, like, I had a set thing, like, I feel like I would be out of here. Not because I don't like it here, but because it's just, you know, I moved here when I was 11. So for the past 14 years, it's just been the same thing, and it's just, it gets, you know, tiring. It gets monotonous, and it's like, yeah, I had a lot of different experiences. I didn't even move away to go to college, which is kind of like usually the first time you get out of your, you know, your hometown as you move away for college. I commuted, so I lived at home. So it's weird. Because I, like, on one hand, yeah, I would move in a heartbeat if I could. But on the other hand, I do, like you said, Samantha, like knowing where I am and, like, knowing what's going on around me.
Yeah, I feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
Like, if anything can go wrong, like, I know this place. And if I go anywhere else, I'd be scared.
Oh, it's totally scary. Yeah. And... yeah, I mean, I've moved and come back multiple times.
I know. So. I mean, your first place was freaking Hawaii. Like, it's straight where you went right out of high school to college for a year. Like, I remember thinking, how could she do that? I couldn't imagine. But now I kind of want to try something like that.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's important to, at some point, you know, we're in mid-20s now, you know, but no, it's totally scary, and that's okay. I just moved out here to Texas back in January, and you guys know I was terrified. I was like, what's going to happen? You know, I was the same way when I moved right out of high school. I was like, just the unknown is so scary. Like, just not knowing was very hard for me, but you adapt and you become familiar with your new place, and life's okay, you know. It's not gonna be, you know, not being near your family is hard as well. That's probably the hardest one, but thankfully nowadays we have FaceTime, we have Facebook, we have text messages, we have so many resources to where it can feel like you're right there. I mean, just like this, we're recording this through the computer. That's amazing that we're able to do that and feel like we're still in the same room.
It's funny when you were saying, you know, how you moved to Texas and stuff, and you were saying what's gonna happen. I thought you were gonna say, what is Texas? And I just for me, I was, like, that was your big question. What is Texas? I mean, it's kind of true, because it's, you know, I mean, Florida is a very strange place in itself, but like,
yes,
Texas is also very strange. So you're like going from one strange place to another strange place. So
an even bigger strange place.
Yeah.
And one thing that's one of the harder things as well, with this move is, so in Florida we had, you know, we had a decent amount of things to do in the surrounding areas, but also we're an hour away from Orlando, which is just the freaking monopoly of, like, you can do anything, you can do everything there. But here in Texas, we live in a small area where the closest place is 2.5 hours away to do anything. So it's hard, because it starts to feel very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Secluded?
Like closed. Yes, yeah, secluded. Yeah. Like it feels like we've done everything we can already multiple times. And it's like, what do we do now? Like, we go to the mall, we go to shopping, we go to the aquarium, we go to the library. What else can we do? You know, it's a bit strange, but.
And it's hard with a kid too, like it's like trying to find, you know, things that they can do, but things that also, you know, first of all, things that aren't going to cost $1 million, for a kid that's probably not even going to remember it. And something that's going to be, you know, enjoyable for the whole family, not just, you know, well, I think you know, watching your kid do anything you're going to be enjoyed by. But
yeah,
you know what I mean? If you're going to have to pay for something, at least be able to get some personal enjoyment out of it beyond just seeing your kid. So yeah, I think that's, I can see why that would be super, super difficult as far as being in small town Texas.
Yeah.
And I've found, like, something that's hard for me is, I mean, you guys know my fear of flying.
Mm.
And I feel like I'm finally at the point where I want to travel. Finally. Mm. But, like, I can't. Like, I feel like I can't now. And that's kind of hard. Because, like, now I kind of feel like, okay, well, now I finally want to see the world. I finally want to do different things with my life. But I feel like I'm kind of held back by from that fear. Like, I didn't really realize how much I wanted to see places until we went to so many, like, conventions.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, Brianna, like, we've been to, like, 4 or 5 of them. And one or two of them were in, I think one of them was in Georgia, the Rhode Island one, which is when I discovered my fear of flying, even though I'd been on planes before.
You discovered it, all right.
After being on, like, 12 planes before that. But, like, take away the plane part of it. I loved being I kind of liked being somewhere I didn't know. It was cool seeing something new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you said, like, we have Orlando and there's so much to do there. You still see new things there, but you also just see a bunch of things you've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And not being in Florida was just different and it was cool and it was interesting. And I was excited to maybe see more places until I got on that plane and I was like, maybe I can't. And that sucks because I want to see other things, but I don't know if I'll be able to.
So you would say that's something that definitely, like, holds you back a bit from feeling like you're living a, you know,
fulfilled life.
Yeah, fulfilled life. That feels like something that holds you back, probably.
100%. Way more than I ever thought it would. Because I'd been on planes before. I mean, the first plane ride, you know, was going to Ireland, of all places. Like, that's the only place I've been. And I hadn't really been anywhere before that. And that was, like, the best experience of my entire life. And I want to see more places like that. Like, I would love to go back. I would love to go back to Hawaii. Or I would love to go to France. I'd love to go England. I want to go to England so bad. And I feel like I will never will now. Because I cannot imagine myself ever getting on a plane again. Even just to go see you in Texas. I don't even think I can do that, you know? And that is awful in itself. But yeah, it 100% holds me back. And I'm trying to get over it so that it doesn't. But it's probably my biggest holdback.
Yeah.
Adventure-wise.
And I know it doesn't help the fear, but it is good to know that that is a lot of people's number one fears. Like, you're not alone in that fear.
Definitely.
A lot of times people can feel like, oh, I'm the only one who feels like this, but we're not. There's so many other people, you know, who are feeling the exact same way, which again won't help with getting over the fear itself, but which might help with some of the maybe guilt that you might be feeling from holding yourself back.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've, like, I mean, even Eric, your boyfriend, he has told me so much about how planes are so safe. And it's like, I just don't understand what's so scary about it. I get why they're scary, but it's safer than every other bit of traveling. But I would much rather drive days to get somewhere rather than get in a plane and drive or fly 2 hours away.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
And I think, you know, I think I can understand that because, you know, in a plane, you have zero control over anything that's happening. At least in a car, if you're the one driving the car, even if you're the passenger, you feel more in control. You can't control the drivers around you, but you can control what's happening in, you know, in your vehicle, what speed you're going, you know, where you're going. You have complete control over that. So, I mean, it's two different, you know, types of transportation for a reason, obviously. But I hate flying, too, but I do it because I'm trying to go places. So if I don't, you know, I'm never, you know, my seeing my brothers in California, like I'm never going to see them if I don't get on an airplane. So,
yeah. And it's been easy for me to not get on airplanes because not easy, but like I don't have family anywhere else to go see.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were always right here. Mm-hmm. I didn't really need anybody else. I had my friends and family right here.
Right.
So now that like you, Kylie, are all the way in Texas, it's just hard because it's like now I have to travel. Yeah. I have to if I ever want to see, you know, my best friend again. And
road trip.
But yeah, I mean, is there anything that you guys think holds you back? Obviously not flying. You guys know my big hold back, but like, what's yours?
I mean, for me, and I mean, I don't know, that got deep.
But if you don't think you can think of one, that's a good thing, I would hope.
Well, I mean, I could probably think of one, but I'm trying to think of like, hold me back from what? Like, what is it holding me back from? It's my problem.
Yeah, just from like, think of,
I guess the fulfilled life would be what is holding me back from.
Right. Like, think of like something you've always wanted to do and what held you back from doing it. Maybe that's kind of where I'm getting at.
Well, I mean, I've always, I mean, not always, but doing things like riding a zip line. Like, I always thought that seemed so cool, but I freaking hate heights. I don't ride, I mean, you guys know, like roller coasters, I don't do them. Yeah. Well, actually, okay, indoor roller coasters I can do, probably because I'm like inside, so it doesn't seem as like I'm gonna fall to my death.
Yeah.
Even though it's the same like tracks as if it were outside. But you know, I guess the optics of it is so different that my brain, I can trick my brain into being like, oh, this isn't a roller coaster. You're just on this ride that's going through things. So I guess, I mean, my fear of heights has held me back a lot. When it comes to like doing adventurous things like theme park roller coasters, my brother, when we were in Vegas, him and his wife did a zip line from like one tower of our hotel to the other tower, and like my dad and I literally were in the hotel room and we were like watching them from the roof like come and go back, and it was really cool, and I like, it seemed crazy, but I would never do that because of my fear of heights. So things like that, like, yeah, you can't help but feel like it's holding you back from living your best and most fulfilling life. But was there anything else that you guys were thinking, not thinking, but like, you know, when you think about how like you only get one life and like bucket list type items, like, is there anything that you, ooh, I have something. Sorry, I was not so like so excited. So today's June 1st when we're recording this, and it's the start of Pride Month. And ooh. Yeah, and that's something that I really like, I want to do, but I'm not scared to do it. Like going to like a Pride event. Like, I just, first of all, I hate driving, so I would have to find someone to go to go with me.
Gladly go to a Pride event.
Right. I know, but like, I've just never like thought about, like, sat down and thought about like, oh hey, let's go to like a Pride parade.
Right.
But that's something I really want to do. If it's this month or like sometime in the next few years, I don't know. It makes me happy. I looked at my phone and I like saw something about it, which is why I just got like super excited. I was like, oh my god, it's Pride. Yeah, so anything that you guys like want to go to or want to do that you've never done before, either you're not too scared, but you know, life just happens and you don't get opportunity to do things.
Yeah, I have some basic ones that I definitely want to accomplish and I look forward to in the future, like traveling more and traveling not only to see new places for myself, but also for my son, and to experience new places and maybe old places as well, as a family. That's exciting to me. We want to travel more. So that's something too that I definitely foresee in the next 5-ish years or so, is incorporating more travel. I think that's something I really, really want to try to do more.
Yeah, I definitely agree about traveling too. Just I want to get out of the United States and go see some more countries. I've only been out of country one time, and I mean it was amazing. It was Greece, but you know, I want to go to like where my family is from, like Ireland, Italy. I know it's not a different country, but I still really want to go to Puerto Rico. See, you know, where my grandpa grew up and stuff. So stuff like that. And
speaking of, we need to take a vacation together, because can you believe we've literally been friends for 13 years and we've never been on a vacation together? How is that even how is that even possible?
Literally don't know.
Yeah.
We need to
like we've done like separate, like Samantha and I have kind of taken a vacation together. Like you guys have kind of taken, I mean not vacations, but like trips.
Right.
Yeah, like we've done a trip
and then spring break like once.
Yeah.
So time to make a note of that.
Yes, please. Yeah, I definitely wanna, I don't know, when I think of like what I want to do, it's honestly just spend more time with the people that are actually going to be here for the long run. Like you guys or my other best friend, not in the podcast. Or like I want to stop focusing on friends who aren't going to really be there and who are just kind of temporary friends or friends part time. And just like, I guess family too, mostly my mom. I want to do more with her. That'd be great. But travel wise, yeah, I want to travel, but I don't know. Right now, like I want to do that in the long run. And that's why I need to get over the fear of flying. But right now, I just kind of want to have fun. I just want to be happy and do stuff. I don't know. It's kind of hard. I can't really pinpoint like one thing that I've been like wanting to do. I mean, our conventions every year are like the highlight of my year.
By convention, just so everyone knows, we're talking about like comic book conventions or like conventions for TV shows, not just like random like like corporate conventions, because trust me, those are not enjoyable.
yeah, no. But yeah, a pride thing would actually be really cool too. I would love to do that. Yeah, nothing specific I can really think of.
How about that's a good one.
Love to do that one day. Get a car.
Finish college.
Yeah.
What is something, not to like break off from what we were just talking about, but I looked at something in my room and I saw a poster and I was just thinking, what's something in the upcoming like months that makes you really happy to think about, like that's happening, or something you're looking forward to, something you think is going to help you? Okay, go ahead.
Go for it.
So it's going to be super happy and also super sad, but at the end of this month, my family is coming to visit me out here. And I'm super excited because I just saw them last month. I made a surprise trip home, but it was last minute. It was quick. It was very short, and we didn't get to do much because both parents were working. Siblings were in school and work. So it wasn't the quality time that I think I needed after moving away and being away for a few months. So they're coming here, and I took 9 days off of work, and I'm so excited, and we're going to do everything, and I'm going to show them the works of Texas, and So yeah, I'm super excited for that. That's all I have upcoming really in the next few months or so, but
that's gonna big, be super happy, awesome,
and exciting when it happens. And then it's gonna be very sad to leave again, but I'm finally comfortable and I'm okay here. Like, I'm not sad to be here or anything like that. So I'm just excited to show them my side of things, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think you know mine. The Jonas Brothers concert.
Oh, that was mine. No way.
Yeah.
Just looked at a poster of from when I went to their 2013 tour, and I was like, wait a second. Yeah, our Jonas Brothers concert. Yep. That was mine.
I'm so sad that I can't go.
I know. Like, it's sucks because, like, it feels like we have to all three go. It's their comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be hard. Like, obviously, it's going to be fun, like, no matter what. Like, I mean, it's going to be great. It's the Jonas Brothers, but it's bittersweet. Like you said, like, how your thing is happy and sad. It's happy, but it's also kind of sad because we wish you were here for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't wait. I'm just glad we got not nosebleed tickets.
Yeah.
I wish there was a convention coming up. I'm sad I missed the previous one, but hopefully there'll be another one at the end of the year. We usually go to one at the end of the year, so you never know. There might be one to look forward to.
Yeah, I, you know, I'm all over it if Sebastian Stan is going. But yeah, the Jonas Brothers concert was my thing. I guess starting my new job is something. Oh, yeah. I don't have a start date yet, but it should be within the next few weeks. So that's something. I mean, it's nerve-wracking. It's so nerve-wracking, but that's definitely something that I'm excited about. Being able to put my degrees to work. But yeah, so I'm excited about that. Just excited to learn. Like, you can learn a lot in the classroom, but it's actually going and being
hands-on experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's for sure something that I'm like,
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably to end on today, a happy note of things we're looking forward to.
Definitely, yeah. For sure.
I have a quote to finish off the day.
Okay.
The first one is, I'm sure we've all heard it, you miss 100% of the shots that you do not take. So take your shots. If you have an opportunity for a job, or if you have a cool, amazing experience that just happens to come up, take it. It might be scary. It might be nerve-wracking, but just take it. You don't want to say, man, what if I did that? Like, or what? You don't want to not take it and say, I wish I had. You know what? Like, just do it. And then another one that we talked about earlier, which is something I saw on a book at TJ Maxx. And it is, life isn't about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. And I think that ties into today's episode. Yeah. You create your life. Your life is how you create it. And you want to be happy at the end of it. So it's not going to be easy. It's not always going to be easy. It's going to be hard. But you do want to make the most of it. And you do want to do what you can to live a happy life. And remember, if you watched your life as a movie, you want that to be something you're proud of.
Yeah, and as Hannah Montana once said, life's what you make it, so let's make it rock.
Yes.
Sorry, but that quote just, like, for some reason, like, that just made me think of that song lyric. But I mean, yeah, definitely, especially, you know, taking those shots, because if you don't, like, obviously it's going to be a no. Like, the worst that someone could say is no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. And that could lead to so many more amazing opportunities.
Yeah.
And life's full of choices.
Yeah. Going on that second one, the second quote, life's full of choices. So it is literally what you make it. It's what you create is what's going to make your entire life. It's your choices. So make the right ones and take chances.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.